April 4th, 1902. By destroying moral goods, physical and temporal goods are also destroyed. The power of reason and of humility. Continuing in my usual state, my adorable Jesus keeps coming, but almost always in silence. Or rather, he says to me something pertaining to the truth, but it happens that as long as the Lord is present, I comprehend it, and it seems I will be able to repeat it. But as it disappears, I feel that light of truth which had been infused in me being drawn from me, and I am unable to repeat anything. This morning, then, I had to struggle very much in waiting for him, and as he came, he transported me outside of myself, showing himself as very indignant. So, in order to placate him, I made various acts of repentance, but Jesus seemed to like none of them. I would do my utmost in varying the acts of repentance. Who knows, he might like one of them. At the end, I said to him, "Lord, I repent of the offenses given by me and by all creatures of the earth, and I repent and I am sorry for the sole reason that we have offended you, highest good, who deserve love, while we have dared to give you offenses." With this last one, the Lord seemed pleased and appeased. After this, he transported me into the middle of a road, on which there were two men in the form of beasts, all intent on destroying every kind of moral good. They seemed to be strong like lions and drunken with passion. At the mere sight of them, they struck terror and fright. Blessed Jesus told me, "If you want to placate me a little bit, go and pass through those men to convince them of the evil they do, facing their fury." Though a little timid, yet I went. As soon as they saw me, they wanted to swallow me, but I said to them, "Let me speak, and then do to me whatever you want. You must know that if you reach your intent of destroying every moral good pertaining to religion, virtue, dependency, and social welfare, without realizing your mistake, you would also destroy all corporal and temporal goods. In fact, as much as is taken away from moral goods, so much are physical evils doubled. So, without realizing it, you go against yourselves, destroying all those fleeting and passing goods which you so much love. Not only this, but you are looking for those who will destroy your very lives, and you will cause the survivors among you to shed bitter tears." Then I made a most profound act of humility, which I am not even able to repeat, and they remained like someone who recovers from a state of insanity, and also so weak that they did not have the strength even to touch me. So I passed through them freely, and I understood that there is no power that can resist the power of reason and of humility.